Good afternoon. The focus of the weather for today will be an ocean storm, which is spinning south and east of Long Island. This storm will continue to throw moisture back into interior New York and New England, mainly in the form of cloud cover during the day today. However, we will see a steadier rain as we head toward Poughkeepsie and point south in the Hudson Valley toward New York City and a large part of Connecticut and portions of central and eastern Massachusetts. With the storm system and its associated clouds and showers, temperatures will be held in the 50s, while some locations, particularly north of I-90, will see a mix of sun and clouds, and highs make it into the lower and middle 60s. With that system south of Long Island staying put for the next couple of days, we'll continue with the risk of showers overnight tonight with lows back into the 40s and a few showers, especially, again, south of I-90 and in New England to the east on Thursday and Friday with highs staying in the lower 60s. Finally, that system will depart to start the weekend. It'll be dry Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and in the mid-60s before the next front arrives Saturday night and Sunday morning with the risk of a rain shower and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Right now, it looks dry for the beginning of next week with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday and highs staying in the seasonable lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front crossing the Intermountain West will reach the southern plains and upper Midwest by tomorrow evening. Temperatures will turn sharply colder and well below normal behind the front, with widespread accumulating snow expected across much of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming today into tomorrow morning. The rain-snow transition line will reach the western Dakotas by tonight and continue inching east across the northern plains tomorrow. The snow will also spread into the central Rockies and high plains tomorrow. Winter storm watches and warnings, as well as winter weather advisories, are in effect for as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow, with localized higher amounts likely. As high pressure settles in across the northwest on Thursday, low temperatures could drop into the teens and threaten low temperature records. Meanwhile, high winds and low humidity across California and the Intermountain West ahead of the cold front will lead to critical fire weather. Wind advisories as well as red flag warnings are in effect. For the east, an area of low pressure will gradually develop offshore over the waters of the western Atlantic and interact with a cold front, producing a large ocean storm. Although the highest winds and heaviest rain should remain offshore, locations from New Jersey to eastern Maine will likely have periods of rain and gusty winds for the middle of the week, along with potentially higher tides than usual. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 9 at Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers in the upper 50s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 83, set in 1949. And the record low, 27, in 2001. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:23 p.m., 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with increasing clouds in the Catskills and highs close to 60. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower in the Catskills tonight in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with the chance of showers and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds from the south today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy south and east with a scattered shower possible and temperatures in the lower 60s. More sunshine to the north and west. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower on Sunday, lower to mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds but dry on Monday and Tuesday with highs both days in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.